Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest joining us remotely from Vancouver, British Columbia. I had a little brain lapse there for a Canadian. From Vancouver is Derek Emsley. He's the founder and CEO of Tentree. Welcome, Derek.
Thanks very much for having us. Excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your company. You've got a fascinating apparel company, and you guys are doing stuff beyond apparel. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you guys are doing?
Sure. Tentree is an outdoor lifestyle brand. We create apparel that's meant for everything from the city to the campsite. You know, everything from fleece to t-shirts, tops, bottoms, and hats and everything in between. But really what makes Tentree different is that we believe that our mission is to be tree planters first and product second. We founded the brand about 7 years ago with a mission to plant trees. That my background as one of the co-founders was actually in tree planting. We frankly didn't know a thing about apparel. But what we did know was that tree planting had this incredible impact, and we wanted to bring that impact closer to people that were frankly purchasing products. And so, you know, we founded Tentree on the premise that we would use apparel to plant as many trees and change as many lives as we could. So today, for every product we sell, we plant 10 trees, and we've been fortunate enough to plant over 30 million trees in the last 7 years, and we plant all across the globe in Madagascar, where we're employing as many as 250 to 300 people at any given time, or Senegal, where we're working with farmers to get them out of unsustainable farming practices and into planting fruit trees.
Wow. So you guys are really a global company from your sourcing to your giving back tree planting efforts. It's really remarkable.
That's right. Yeah, we're sold all across the globe as well. We're carried in retailers in Europe, Canada, United States, and we sell through our e-com platform all across the globe.
So you call yourselves, you started yourself, you said, as a tree planter. I don't know if that's, also called an arborist to some capacity, but, fascinating that you took that concept and translated or parlayed it into a lifestyle brand and a clothing company. Where do you get the inspiration for the clothing that you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us, it was about creating something that planted trees, because, you know, my experience with tree planting was dependent on the need for government handouts or, frankly, the goodwill of people to create this impact. And we wanted to create something that, in our case, created a sustainable impact. And for us, that came down to creating a product that we could drive a ongoing demand with. For us, like, we get the inspiration for the actual apparel from, you know, our own backyard. For us, it's about creating products that are for people that live understand that they want to be a part of the solution. They don't want to be a part of the problem. They want to help the planet, but they're also busy and fallible people and want to be a part of this mission to do good. So they want to put their dollars and buy products that reflect something about their values. And then the product is meant to be durable, sustainable. We only use the most sustainable fabrics we can. And, you know, it's meant to drive that lifestyle of the outdoors.
So kind of, what comes to my mind is a cross of what some of your longer standing, perhaps competitors might be trying to taking bits and pieces of some companies that I can think of that might be out there. But it sounds like you guys have a really unique and a primary emphasis on giving back to the planet, so to speak, and sustainability. How has the reception been, from launch or from inception of the company to today? Obviously, there's been certainly over the last almost decade that you guys have been operating a much larger visible push towards sustainability. Was it an uphill battle at the get-go for you?
It was. We were fortunate, though, that starting our business small, we grew out of, frankly, a lot of word of mouth and getting in front of people that really did believe in what we were doing. And that, you know, spilled into other people that believed in what we were doing. So we were really fortunate that, you know, we had a really core group of people that believed in us early on and spread that mission. So, you know, the world has changed a lot. What I think was different about Tentree early on was, you know, as founders, we just didn't, none of the environmental missions out there within the product space really resonated with us. It was either donating a percentage of profits or proceeds, which frankly wasn't tangible to us, or it was about, you know, organic cotton and recycled polyester, which is frankly, you know, we've used those fabrics. We believe in sustainable manufacturing, but it was, you couldn't touch and feel the difference. You couldn't see the impact that was having on the lives of the individuals that were a part of making that product. So for us, we've always believed in order to create something and create a movement, you have to make it tangible and get people excited about something they can rally behind. And for us, that was tree planting.
And that's a really cool concept. You said that the notion or the concept is to plant 10 trees for every product sold. Is that wholesale product sold or retail product? I'd imagine it's much easier for you guys to track wholesale than retail. So in essence, you're probably, is that correct? That it's for everything that you sell?
That's right. It's for every product that we sell.
So, you know, the interesting thing is you're committing to plant those trees before your product ever gets into the marketplace, really. So it's really a driving mission.
I mean, for us, it has to be. There's no product for us without trees being planted. It's really why we exist. And so it's not a marketing expense. It goes into every single product.
And you talked about, is there a process, that's my Canadian speak, that you guys use to determine where the next target is? Or have you laid out a multi-year plan in terms of where the trees are planted? Because that must be in and of itself, you know, a pretty open canvas, so to speak, in terms of opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look around the globe, there's not, frankly, a third world country on the planet that doesn't need trees and doesn't have an issue with deforestation. We also really believe in doing good close to home as well. So we've got projects in the United States. We've got projects in Canada. We're working with groups like the forest fire, the people that are supporting in the forest fires to kind of reforest those areas too. But you know, for us, it's all about finding locations that have both an environmental benefit, whether that's soil stabilization or ecosystem renewal, a social impact as well, whether that's job creation or food security. And then we need to be able to travel to these sites. We need to be able to audit them, understand the process, create the content behind it to really effectively bring that to the end consumer. We're actually in the process right now of rolling out new auditing systems and transparency efforts across all of our projects right now, with our pilot program going live in Indonesia in the next 3 months.
And I would imagine that's a significant, you know, I'm going to use the term investment in terms of personnel and systems. And, you know, it's not as simple as you said, as saying, hey, for everything that we send, we'll send you a portion of our donations. It sounds like you've got dedicated personnel to these efforts.
You know, we do. It's for us, it really is vital that we have a close connection with the groups that we're working with. So in a lot of these areas, we can't be the sole sort of, you know, donator or, you know, creator of this program. So we've leveraged a lot of local programs. For instance, one of the groups we work with at one point was a missionary program and has since turned into a group that is having an incredible impact in Madagascar. And we've supported them from everything to planting trees, to building maternity centers and elementary schools, to setting up well drilling systems across northern Madagascar. So, you know, it really is, and this is important to us, a holistic give back. It's not just giving somebody a fish, it's teaching them to fish and supporting them throughout their life.
Really, you know, quite an incredible story and a great mission. Sounds like you guys, you know, the although you're an apparel company or a lifestyle brand, as you said, that's the tip of the spear, so to speak, or at least maybe that's the back end celebration, right? You get to wear something, but it sounds like you guys are doing much more than just that.
Yeah, so I really commend you. I think we live in an age where people want to be a part of something and want to wear and put their money into things that communicate something about their values. So we're fortunate to be able to be one of those brands that's doing our best to make a positive impact.
Give us a sense, because it's kind of mind blowing. You talk about you know, somewhere in the order of 30 million trees. What is a project? You know, you talk about the Madagascar, and I don't know if you have these counts, but what sort of, if you were to look at any one of the projects that you've supported, how many? What's the count on a particular project? Are we talking about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands? How large are those impacts?
It's completely dependent on the location, but it can be anywhere from, you know, 1 million to 5 or 6 million to 50,000. I think, you know, if you look at Haiti, it's a very different model where we're leveraging small community savings and loans groups to help support with avocado trees. And it's a much more kind of call it tree by tree basis. Whereas in Madagascar, we're reforesting mangrove channels, where it's about bringing back the fish that would use those mangrove channels as hatcheries and supporting the livelihoods of the local sort of villages and communities. So every project's a little bit different, but I would say it goes from anywhere as small as 50,000 trees to as high as 5 million trees, depending on the type of project.
Wow, that's really an amazing impact, obviously, you guys are having. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about it, but obviously to the ecosystem that you're dealing with, you're creating, you know, something that's unique to that environment and needed in that environment to help sustain it. That's really remarkable. It's not like it's a cookie cutter approach at all.
No, you know, and it just doesn't work that way for us. You know, coming from Canada, we can't just go and enter Madagascar and start putting pine trees up everywhere. It's got to be something that works for the locals and the local ecosystem, the local population. And if we can't work in partnership with those groups, then it's not going to be a sustainable impact long term.
Excellent. Well, it's a fascinating story, Derek, and we look forward to hearing more you know, progress updates of your success, and wish you guys continued success in terms of what you're doing. If our listeners want to get an opportunity to see your product, you mentioned a number of different platforms. Are there any in particular that you want to shout out? You know, single out your distribution channels, but any particular either national sort of retailers or places where they can find your product, or can you order directly from you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on our website at tentree.com. We're also carried in wholesalers all across North America. So on our website, there's a store locator. We're carried in some national chains as well, like REI and Lids and a number of others. So yeah, we're definitely around the Boston area as well.
Excellent. Well, pleasure to have you on and hear that social entrepreneurship is alive and well in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. So great to hear it, and great to have you on. Our guest has been Derek Emsley, founder and CEO of Tentree, and we wish you guys continued success, and thanks so much for joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks very much for having me.
And we'll be right back with another story of entrepreneurship on Radio Entrepreneurs.